Rebecca. Style STEIL-Lambert, LAMBERT. Denver 10-14-70, Data Service 122-13. She's here for routine follow-up for her depression. As her endocrinologist at Joslin, who manages her diabetes, had retired, and her new endocrinologist there does not prescribe psychiatric medications. Current medications include Zoloft 25 milligrams QD, that she tried to taper extremely slowly, but felt as if she was falling forward each time, and has thus opted to remain on Zoloft. We talked about the possibility of switching to Celexa at 10 milligrams, then tapering, and perhaps she wouldn't have the same withdrawal-type side effects. Endoparenthesis, Wellbutrin 200 milligrams daily, but she prefers an extended release as it might be a smaller pill, which is easier for her to swallow, and this will be arranged. Wellbutrin XR, 150 milligrams daily. New paragraph, Levothyroid 0.1 milligram daily, Divan 20 milligrams, 1.5 UD, Lantus and Novolog per Jocelyn. Her last A1C was 8.1. She tends to run 7.7 to 8.1 despite a prudent diet, rediabetes and celiac disease, and an avid active lifestyle. She has Levsyn to use on a PRN basis, but this has not been necessary. New paragraph, pulse is 76 in regular, temp 98.3, blood pressure 102 over 78, weight is 122. Lungs clear, heart regular rhythm, no murmur. She shows me a cell phone picture and describes how two of her digits, but especially the right great toe plantar aspect, turns white when she's out skiing. She's tried some toe warmers, which have helped to some extent, and we may try some nitroglycerin ointment sparingly, especially since her blood pressure is low, to see if this helps keep open some superficial blood vessels and keeps her more comfortable.